All right, how we doing? Good, good.
You look at Josh Gordon on Sunday. Do you think most of the reason he didn't have a big impact was because he wasn't feeling well, or how do you explain
that? I think it's a combination of that. I think it's a combination of us not playing as well as we could. You know, we didn't protect as well as we could to get some balls to him. There were some chances that we missed, and there's some places, you know, that just from a chemistry standpoint, being in the right place. But I know for a fact he wasn't feeling good. That's for sure. I'm much better.
We had talked with Kaiser after the game. Was he mad at Gordon on the early in the game when he scrambled to the right? He ended up getting hit. He threw to Crow. Crow got killed on the play, and he was Kaiser was very animated when he got up. Was that Gordon that he was upset with? He was saying it was a route, something to do with a route.
Yeah, I can't recall what play that was. We had several like that, so I don't recall which one that one exactly that was.
Steelers to use Joe on him, Hayden on Josh?
I expect them to play. You know, they're good players, you know, whether it's Hayden or whether it's Burns. You know, I think both those guys are really good players. So I think they're going to play their defense, you know, against our offense.
Are you preparing for all of their starters?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think we have to. You know, if they surprise us and don't play them, then they don't play them. But I think we have to expect that they're going to put their best people out there.
How would you assess Miles' first year?
I think Miles did some good things. You know, I think after coming off the injury early in the year, came back, obviously the first game was sensational. I think he started to get into the routine of the National Football League, just having to go against offenses when they prepare for him, you know, when they're chipping him, when they're turning to him, when they're trying to cut him, just all those different things. I think, you know, he went through that process, and I think he got on top of that and came back and kept playing stronger and harder. I think he understands that this is a grind, you know. First seasons for guys are tough, but I'm happy with what he's done thus far. I want him to finish strong this Sunday.
How about Ogba? I mean, how much has the defense missed him?
I think we always miss any guy who's been a starter on our team that's not there. You know, that's why they're a starter. That means they're one of the better players on our football team. So, yeah, we've missed him. I mean, he was an anchor in a run game. He provided pressure in the pass game. I think he would have been a compliment to Miles and, you know, in pass rushing. So, yeah, we miss him. But at the same time, I think Carl's done a nice job doing some things, filling in. And I think our guys have rallied, you know, as a defensive unit to play some decent football.
Looking at Miles, looked up other pass rushers throughout NFL history, even like Bruce Smith and, you know, a while back. And then even as recent as like Khalil Mack, you see these guys as rookies get like a handful of sacks. And then the next year, like 15.
Bring it on.
My question is, with that history in mind, do you see Miles having that kind of second season? Do you think that's in him to have that leap in production?
I think the sky's the limit for Miles. I don't want to say what the number will be or anything like that, but I just think he's got to, you know, take in everything he learned this past year, have a great off season, stay healthy, and then head into the off season program ready to go. But I think Miles is going to be one of the better pass rushers in this league. I still feel that. I see it. And it's just a matter of, you know, how that's going to happen, how that's going to unfold. I think it's definitely going to happen here pretty soon.
Prior to the draft, he talked jokingly that he didn't want to go to the snow, but he looked like he had fun in Chicago.
Yeah, no, that snow angel, yeah.
During the week, I mean, does it look like he's putting up with this?
Oh, yeah, no, he has. He's handled all that. I think, you know, that was the pre-draft talk. You know, I think that's all that was. I think he's handled himself extremely well that way. The weather hadn't made a difference to Miles.
Corey Coleman, I'm sure the numbers aren't what you or he would want. Mm-hmm. How much do you put that on him, and how much the other circumstances, rookie quarterback, whatever?
I think it's a combination of everything. I think, again, as an offense, we've sputtered. You know, we need to continue to get better in a lot of different areas. Obviously, throwing the football, completing the ball can have an effect on receivers, but receivers got to also get open, you know. So I think it's working together. I think Corey's he's come back and he's playing. And I think that's what's important for all of these young players is that they're playing and they're playing through it and playing through not just a tough season but also tough times. So you just got to keep working at it. These guys are really young, you know, and they got bright futures ahead of themselves. But they got a lot of work to do too.
When he has one catch or minimal impact, I mean, do you think this guy's the number 15 pick in the draft? We just need more period from this guy?
Well, I think we all want more, and I think he wants more. I mean, so I'm not saying something that I don't think he feels. He wants to contribute more to the football team. I mean, I think, like I said, I think it's a combination of things. So sometimes he's open and we don't find him, and sometimes he's got to do things a little bit better. I think it's that's what young players do, you know, and I just think that's where he is. And but I think he's getting better. I think he's worked hard. The fact that he's made it through the rest of the season, I think, is encouraging. He just needs to go out just like all of our players, all of our young players, veteran players. We need to go play good on Sunday.
How about all your first-round picks from this year? Can you kind of put an assessment or a grade on how all three of them did?
I think I want to get through Sunday. I'm sure I'm going to talk to you guys again before I give you that report card. But I think all of them have contributed. Quite a few of them have made, you know, obviously David's has made impact. But, again, it's inconsistent but good. I mean, man, that's what young players do. You know, Jarrell Peppers and you just mentioned, I mean, our quarterback. I mean, it goes on and on and on. There's a lot of young guys that are playing. But I think right now, until I can get through this last game, do I want to really assess them all as a group and where they are? But we'll know more about them. I think we all will, you know, a year from now.
Last week, when you talked about Crow's 59-yard run,
That
kind of blew up. There's a lot of reaction to that.
Absolutely.
Are you on good terms with Crow? Are you guys?
I don't think I'm on bad terms.
Okay.
I mean, what is? I mean, again, I think. And let me go back and clarify what I said. When I said all of us could run through there, I was giving credit not to him, not putting him down. I was giving credit to the line. That was a well-blocked play. You know, when that's said, that means that there's a lane that's open that doesn't happen in the National Football League and that all of us could run through. That's not trying to put Crowell down. But running backs, I said after that running backs in this league, they don't get basically those kind of holes, and you got to make those holes. And I think our guys have done a fairly decent job of doing that this year. It wasn't meant as a slight to him. And I will say it again, a lot of people can run through those holes. That's just what it is, but that's not putting Crowell down. I think we took it and made it more than what it was. Those things happen sometimes.
The impression is that he took offense to it.
Whether he did or didn't, I don't think that's what matters. I don't think there's any issue in our locker room, more so than what I think people are trying to make it out to be.
You and John started, I know you've got one more game, but have you and John started to talk at all about players? Because one of the things you go into the offseason, Crow is a free agent. I mean, you, as a coach, you've coached him a couple years. Do you want him back?
We talk about players every week. You know, right now, when I look at our football team, I got to coach this team Sunday. I want them all back. I mean, we're not an organization that can give players away. You know, I think we've been through the gist of that. I think we need all the players we have and then more, you know. So I think we're going to do everything we can. If a guy wants to be here and we think it's the right fit for us, we'll do everything we can to have all our players back. But it's got to work both ways. You know, we might make a decision, but the player might make a different decision. So that's their right, and so we'll go from there.
That going in the last two off seasons, obviously there was kind of a different plan in place that you guys are going to start spending again in free agency, and you're going to be more aggressive in keeping the guys that you want, as opposed to the last couple of years, it's been more guys leaving than guys coming in.
Well, I don't think those decisions have been totally made, but I think we'll have those discussions soon. But as I just said a second ago, I like to have all of our guys back. I mean, because they know our system, they know what we're trying to do. But we don't, you know, in the National Football League, you don't just get to have it that way. You know, a player gets to make a decision that's best for him, too, in those situations.
Have you had any discussions with Joe Thomas yet about
I talk to Joe every day, all the time.
About whether or not he would play next season?
I talk to Joe every day, all the time. I talk to Joe every day, all the time. No, I mean, again, it'd be, I hope Joe does. Joe hasn't made that decision, I don't think, yet, but I hope he does. I mean, this football team needs him. He's the leader of this whole group, and so we'd love to have him back. But, again, in his own time, he'll make that choice and decision, and we'll be there awaiting that word.